Thank you, Brother Gillis. We're very thankful today to have each and every person on the call this morning. If you're visiting with us from other congregations or you're visiting and not a member of the Church of Christ, you are very honored and distinguished guest of the audience. And we are so thankful God has given us a way to come together to sing and to pray and to take communion together and hear the Word of God preached. And we're assembling via conference call and faith coming by hearing by the Word of God. To always tell people that are having a problem with us, may have concerns with worshiping online. The Bible never tells us that we have to see to believe, we have to hear. And so just act like you're at the building and you're blind and you have no problem being around people you can't see, but you can also hear our voices and you can hear the Word of God and talk. Today, if you're on the call, not a member of the Church of Christ, we believe that Jesus hung, bled, and died on the cross of Calvary, and the blood that he shed on that cross was for the remission of sins. Hebrews 9:22 tells us that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. And he shed his blood. His blood, that same blood, according to Acts 20, purchased this church. There's one church in the Bible. It's the Church of Christ. So we follow that pattern of worship where we sing. And if you was at the building, with no instruments would be involved. We sing without the help of mechanical instruments, music. We pray. We collect. We give. We take collection, and we take communion. And some people call it today Easter, and that's not. We don't practice Easter as a once a year event. Easter in the Bible did not have meaning to Christians. Our celebration is every Sunday. Every Sunday is the day of resurrection. The first day of the week is when the Christians come together to worship. Jesus said, through communion, this you do in remembrance of me. So that's the memorial service. So it's not just a once-a-year thing, as some are teaching. We don't believe that. And I just give you my Easter sermon briefly here. And that is I don't ever believe, just I don't think you believe, just use common sense, that God would not use a bunny rabbit laying colored chicken eggs to represent his child's birth, death, burial, and the resurrection. I just don't think anybody with good use of their mind can buy into that. But we can see a suffering Savior through the cross. That God loved the world, John 3:16. And he gave his son. His son gave his life, buried in a borrowed tomb, and resurrected with all power. His message to us was to go into all the world and preach this gospel to every creature, Mark 16:15-16. He that believe and is baptized shall be saved. If you want 100 eggs, but just you can do that if you want to, but it ain't got nothing to do with Jesus' resurrection. Come from man. That's the problem today. Man makes up whatever you want to say. But we believe that the Bible is right. And I think that if you're listening to me on this call, most of you believe just like I do. The Bible has the final answer. So we're going to study from the book of Revelation today. And we've been studying the book of Revelation. I think it's a good time to be studying Revelation because people are coming up with all kind of prophetic things about what's going on now. There's nothing new under the sun. A different experience, but there's some there. This is not new in the sense that there have not been diseases on the earth before. But God has made a move, and he got all those praise dancers. They're not praise dancing anymore. Yeah, I've been preaching against that for 10 years now in the church. Praise dancing, beatboxing, no more that beatboxing. I shut all that down. I shut them down. Can't go to the building. I can't do all that. All things God has shut down. And I believe that it's a time for restoration for the church. Many, many of you who have not been going to worship, now you're on the call, and that's good. It's time to restore, and we pray that you don't take advantage. You don't take the call as use it as a convenience store. Because it's convenient now, you're joining in with us. So when we all reassemble, we pray that we will be able to see each of your faces as well in the services. so that we can continue to worship and assemble in spirit and in truth in the one place in the church building. We want to come. We want to see y'all. I miss y'all. I miss your smiles and shaking hands and holding hands and crying together and laughing together. And you know, those things that come with being a family. Let's go to the book of Revelations now. He that had the seven spirits of God and seven stars. Revelation chapter 3, verse 1. The Bible says, unto the angel of the churches sardis write, these things said he that had the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. This was the congregation located in the city of Sardis. You've been listening to me. You know these are not modern-day denominational churches because there was none in existence at that time. These are churches of Christ that was in different cities. In this case, it was Sardis. And who was this speaking? Well, we learn from Revelation chapter 1, the one that has seven spirits of God and seven stars is Christ. And with the exception of the designation of seven spirits, that wasn't in Revelation 1, but the word seven, when you read it in the Bible, is a meaning of perfection. Seven is a number of perfection and completeness. And here again, as with all other congregations, the one in Ephesus, the one in Smyrna, one in Pergamos, one in Thyatira, now Sardis, Jesus states, I know thy works. Question, what did he know about this congregation? Jesus said, I know that you have a name. You have a name, a church that is living. They were known of a church, a congregation that was living by other people looking at that congregation. They looked alive. But Jesus said, you dead. This is a lesson to all the congregations of the churches of Christ. We can look alive, but be dead in the eyesight of Jesus. We must remember that no matter how alive we look to the world, it is Christ who knows that we are alive and not dead as a congregation. Verse 2. He says, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. The master is speaking to this congregation. He warns them to be watchful, be vigilant. And then after you watch it, you strengthen yourself. Strengthen the things which remain before you die, meaning dying spiritually. Dying spiritually. Jesus knew their works were not up to his standard. It was not up to the standard of God. Sin separates us from God. That's called spiritual death. The wages of sin is death. Sin separates us when a congregation is not doing what God told them to do. They are not meeting that seventh. He said, I have not found that works perfect before God, meaning according to the seven, according to the standard that God set. That's why in the churches of Christ, we believe that the Bible is right and every word of the Bible is right. And we must be watchful as a congregation. We must be watchful, alert, vigilant, and work on the areas that we define as weaknesses according to the scripture. We have to do that as individuals. We have to look at the scripture and see what the scripture is teaching us. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16. That's why we have them. So it identifies our weaknesses, and we have to work on those areas on an individual basis and a collective basis as a whole congregation. And he's speaking on a collective basis right now. But later we will see it applied more on an individual basis. Verse 3, he says, Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard. Remember, he tells them. He said, go back and remember now what you heard and what you received. And then he says, when you think back, you hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I am the, Jesus said, I will come. I'm going to come on thee as a thief. And thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Jesus tells this congregation to go back and remember what they received and heard. Hold fast, meaning that fast means like they call a nail a fastener. You nail a board to the wall, it fastens it. So you hold to that truth that you heard and received, and then you repent. If you left the church, you're not living according to the scripture, you know you've heard that. You know you've heard that. You like the board that's been pulled from the wall. Go back to the truth. People in the churches that left true worship, been pulled from the wall, need to go back. Congregation that left the singing and praying and giving and doing the things like the first century church, taking communion every Sunday, like a board that's been pulled from the wall, be nailed back and never leave the truth. This church, this congregation was dead, not holding on to the things they had received and heard. What have we received? Well, the first thing we had to receive is what Paul received. Paul told them that in Revelation, I mean, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, after Jesus gave command for one to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he said, moreover, brethren, verse 1, I declare to you the gospel which I preached unto you, which you have also received, and wherein you stand, that which you also say, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. What did you preach, Paul? What did they hear? Verse 3 said, for I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scripture. He said, don't forget. What he's telling us, y'all, is that when we heard, like Paul said, I preached this to you, I received it, you got to receive it. Then he died, then he suffered. They were led up Calvary's Hill, that old rugged cross. It was at the cross, when we first saw the light. That's where we stand today. We hold to the fact that Jesus is a resurrected Savior, but he had to suffer. He had to suffer. We believe that with all of our hearts. This is what we did to become Christians. We had to believe that. We had to repent of our sins. Luke 13, 3 and 5. Acts 15, 7. We made a confession before men that we believed that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. And Jesus said, he that confessed me before me, I confess him before my Father. And after that confession, we were baptized as commanded by the Savior. Matthew 28:18, he said, go teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We did that, y'all. We did that. That's how we became members of the church. Acts 2:47, praising God and having faith with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily that you should be saved. No one could join the church in the Bible. They had to obey this gospel. They had to hear it. They had to receive it. Then they had to follow the instructions of the scripture. That means live according to the scripture. And when we made that confession, we were baptized. We became new creatures in Christ, became servants. So then the congregation comes together is a lot of is all God's children coming together to serve, and they call it a congregation. Congregation. In that congregation, there's servitude. There's no big eyes, little U's. There's no reverence. Holy reverence is God's name. There's no father. And that's Psalm 111, verse 9. No fathers, Matthew 23, 7 through 9. Jesus said, but we are all brethren. Jesus said in John 13, the greatest in the kingdom is a servant. We are all servants. And so all those servants are to come together after they obey the gospel and they serve the Lord. And we follow the instructions of God's word in order to not be in the situation this congregation is in. This congregation is sin, has left the truth. Those of us in the Church of Christ, some of our congregations have left the truth. But going to individual basis, we cannot look live on an individual basis and be dead, meaning we're not doing anything to serve the Lord. You can get in the point of going to church building on a routine and not serve. You can come when you're real sick because you want God to get you out of the situation or you're in trouble, not sharing the gospel, not doing your duty as a Christian to do what you should do to be pleasing in the eyesight of God. We must pay what we have vowed. What vow did we make? We vowed that we'll be faithful, that we vowed that we believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. That made him our Lord and our Master. Therefore, we're servants, the one who served us first on the cross. He's the greatest servant to ever walk on the earth. He never was referred to as Reverend Jesus or Dr. Jesus. He was referred to as Jesus the Christ, the Son of God. So I always refer to each other as brother and sister in Christ, our elder brother being Jesus the Christ. Jesus said to this congregation, remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, hold fast and repent. In other words, get right. Get right. We must examine ourselves as a congregation. Or the congregation, if you're serving it, should examine themselves. Hold fast to that profession that and repent in those areas where we have fallen short. He said, Jesus said, if therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come. There's a consequence. When we leave the truth, y'all, we allow anything to come into the church, disrupt what God has put in order of worship or disrupt what we are doing as a congregation. Jesus said, repent, or I'm going to come as a thief. Thou shalt not know what I will come upon you. There's a difference between a thief and a robber. Robber makes some noise when he comes. You'll know before you get there. A thief ain't going to announce himself. He's going to be sharp enough to come in. You won't even know he's there. He's just going to pop up. We must be watchful. Because judgment, y'all, can come upon us suddenly. Jesus come as a thief in the night. Anyway, there's not going to be signs of, we can get into that later, but you know, this COVID thing is not a sign of the Jesus gonna come back tonight. That's not known by the angels, not known by Jesus. Only God can say when he gonna come, when judgment day come. Yeah, so you know, don't get caught up in that. Judgment comes. Ecclesiastes 12:13. There's something coming at judgment. There's a judgment. Yeah, every knee's going to bow. Every mouth is going to confess. Jesus Christ, Son of God. Everybody's going to do it one day. You best do it while you're living. When the sign in the sky of the end of time when Jesus appears with his mighty angels and flaming fire taking vengeance on them and know not God and obey not the gospel. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7 and 8. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Solomon said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. We ought to fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing. everything that you think you got away with. If you face God and you haven't fastened that plank to the wall and repented, everything that you've done, you'll give an account. Everything in the congregation, we'll give an account. Yeah, so Jesus said, God has a few names. Verse 4. Even in Sardis, because there's always a few that's going to do what God told them, which have not defiled their garments. They shall walk with me, in white. They shall, for they are worthy. Only verse 4, Revelation 3:4. Christ knows the faithful few at this congregation. He knows them by their name. Christ knows the faithful few in every congregation that stand, and he knows who they are. Boy, I want him to call my name in that number. I want to be in that number right there. And Jesus, I know him just like he knew Job. God knew Job. He asked Satan about it. Have you considered my servant Job? He knew him by name. Do Jesus know you by name? Do he know you have not defiled your garment by being unfaithful, by being out of attendance, by not living like God told you to live, not repenting when you sin, not giving right, not attending right, missing Bible class, not serving, not telling people about Jesus? Remember your vow. You made him your Lord and Master. There's a few, though. They can say, I'm walking with Jesus, Brother Bruce. I'm walking with the Lord. I say, good for you. He know your name. He know you're not dead in sin. So, brother, what I got to do to get it right? Repent. That's all he said to do. Repent. Change your mind. Man, I'm going to get this right. I'm going to start being better. I can give right. I can do right. I can live right. When I fall, I can get up and ask God to forgive me and go back to work. Somebody said, Brother God, I backslid, but then front slide and repent. Slide back in. Get back on. Nail that board back up against the wall. Fasten that thing. Hang on to God. Hold on to him. Come back home. Go back to work. Go to serving the Lord. He said, and they shall walk with me in white. Man, that's good. That means it's pure. They are worthy. Faithful few have not defiled their garments by sin. The faithful few will walk with Jesus in white. Purity. Because they are worthy. Listen to him now. Here's the encouragement to live faithful, y'all. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. In verse 5. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. But I will confess his name before my Father. Angels in heaven. Oh, I like that. I like that. I don't know about you, but I like the fact that he's going to call my name before the God and the Father in heaven. The angel, excuse me, and the Father in heaven. Jesus. Jesus says to these people, he is one. He said, he that overcometh, the same one, shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot that name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father. Let me give you this encouragement. First thing you gotta know is, how in the world do I get that white ring? How do you get it? But Jesus, when he came to the world, came to shed blood that washed our sins away. In Revelation chapter 7, verse 14, John said, I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, These are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white, here you go, in the blood of the Lamb. How do you get you right? White raiment. You got to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Revelation 1:5. Tell us that Jesus' blood washes away sin. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Have you been washed? Hebrews 9:22, Hebrews 9:14 talks about the shedding of blood. Without the blood, there is no remission. Have you been baptized for the remission of sins? It's in the baptism, Acts 22:16. Ananias, the preacher, told Saul, who called himself the chief of sinners. Saul was praying, and Ananias went to him and said, Arise. In other words, stop praying. Why tarriest thou? What are you waiting on? Be baptized. Wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. It's in baptism where your sins are washed away. And after baptism, you must live faithful. And in that faithful living, you can stay white because Jesus shed blood that gives us that continuing cleansing. 1 John 1, verse 5 through 10. He said, but if we walk in the light, verse number 7, as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanseth, that ETH on the end of it means a continuing action, cleanseth us from all sin. That's how we do it. So Jesus said, verse 5 of Revelation, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. So when one is obeying the gospel, his or her name is written in what God calls the book of life. When you obey the gospel and the Lord adds you your name to that book, that's adding you to the church, Acts 2:47. Philippians 4:3, Paul told the Christians in Philippi, and I treat thee also true yoke fellow. Help those women which labor with me in the gospel, and Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. So he tells the Philippian congregation, these are the people whose names are in the book of life. But remember, Jesus said, I will not blot out, which means your name, my name, can be blotted out of the book of life before judgment. Well, he said, Brother Brooks, hold on now. What are you saying? That means there's no such thing as once saved, always saved. John said in Revelation 20, in verse 11, I saw the dead, I saw a great white throne, and he that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away. And there was no place for them. John said, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. There's a judgment right now. And the books were opened. That book has an S on it. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things written in the books, plural, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. Death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. They were judged, every man according to their works. Whosoever. Mm-hmm. He says, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. And this is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. There it is. If your name is not in the book of life, you lose your soul. This is important. So what books will be open? What books will be open? The 66 books of the Bible. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. 2 Corinthians 5:10 says we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, and everyone may receive the thing done in his body according to that which he had done, whether it be good or bad. In John chapter 12 and the verse number 46, Jesus said, I am come a light into the world. Whosoever believes on me should not abide in darkness. If any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejected me, no, he said, and receiving not my word, had one that judged him. The word that I've spoken, same as I judge in the last day. There's the books right there. What you're reading, you're being judged according to the scripture. He said, if I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. So the books that are going to be opened will be the books of the Bible, the scripture. That's why we got to follow the scriptures. So that our name is not taken out of the book of life. Jesus said there's a few names. A few names. These overcomers, those whose robes are white, whose names are in the book of life. He said, he's going to confess his name before my Father and before his angels. What a reward. What a reward just to think about it. You get to hear Jesus confess your name before the Father and angels, get to hear your name called in front of everybody. Jesus said in Matthew 10:32, whosoever therefore shall confess me before me, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Is there somebody on the call this morning and have not made the confession that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Do you know your name is not in the Lamb's book of life? Do you know you can't make it to heaven with that? How do you know that? He that has the seven spirits of God and seven stars is speaking now. It's him. And he said that. He's going to come as a thief. You got to confess with your mouth, but your heart's been made to believe. That is that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Now, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession made unto salvation. So you got to make the confession that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. But upon that confession, as we found in Acts chapter 8, a eunuch, in Acts chapter 8, the eunuch wanted to be baptized. The eunuch had been taught Jesus by Philip, and they came up on certain water. And the eunuch asked Philip, see, here's water. Verse number 36, Acts 8. What doth hinder me to be baptized? He asked him. And here's what Philip answered him. Verse 37. Philip said, if thou believest with all thy heart, that means. And he answered and said, here come the confession before Philip. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So this man right here, Acts 8, made a confession before another man. Jesus said, he that confessed me before me, him will I confess before my Father. After that confession, Acts 8:36, the preacher followed up with the command Jesus gave. He commanded the chariot to stand still. They went both down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Why did Philip baptize him in the desert in water? God commanded the sins would be For sins to be forgiven, they got to be baptized in water and blood. The blood is in the water. There's water in that desert. If God can put water in the desert, he got water close enough to you right now, wherever you're at. You can get to a church of Christ. They'll baptize you this morning. You got to make that confession. Are you on the call this morning and willing to confess Jesus as the Son of God? Are you on the call this morning and want to be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Jesus said, he that had the ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. One with the seven spirits of God, seven stars, Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God, has spoken to this congregation. He said, I know each of you. He know you. Do you want Jesus to know you? There's going to be a sad day of judgment. Some people are going to go to judgment thinking Jesus knew. Matthew 7:21. He said, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he to do the will of my Father. Many will say unto me that day, Lord, did we not prophesy in thy name, and thy name cast out devils, and thy name done many wonders? Verse 23 is the saddest part. He said, I profess unto them, I never knew you. I never knew you. You were a worker of iniquity. In other words, iniquity is lawlessness. It means you chose to obey me the way you wanted to do it. But there are a few. I want to say to those of us in the church, the church of Christ will never die. There's always going to be a few that's going to stick to the truth. As long as I'm at Hall Heights, as long as I'm living, I'm the minister of the congregation, we will do worship like they did in the first century. Sing, pray, give, take collection, and hear the preach word. And we won't bring none of the modern day innovation into the worship service. We will continue to teach that God loved the world and gave his Son. And we will never be negligent in preaching of the cross. We will never assume everyone is saved. We believe that one must hear the gospel. Acts 15, verse 7. The gospel as described is the love of God and the love of his Son. And greater love had no man than this, that he laid down his life for his friend. Who was that? It's the one with the seven stars, seven spirits of God, and the seven stars. It's Jesus that they beat with the whip. It was Jesus that they put the crown of thorns on his head. It was Jesus. It was him that they led up the Calvary's hill, the one with the seven spirits and the seven stars, was the one that they drove the nails in his hands and his feet. And he's the one speaking to this congregation. He's the one that stayed up there 6 long hours for our salvation. And when they took him down off that cross and buried him in a marred tomb, he resurrected, not to be remembered once a year on a day called Easter. He never said that. When he got up, he said, this you do in remembrance of me. And from then on, all the Christians, every Sunday, every first day of the week, came together in symbol, and they worshiped. And they had a pattern that we followed. That pattern was singing, praying, giving, communing, and hearing the preached word. We baptize people to be saved as the one who died for us told us. The one with the seven spirits of God and the seven stars gave a command to go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth is baptized shall be saved. We're going to keep doing it in our life. And if you're on the call this morning, you want to be baptized, you said, Brother Bruce, you mean to tell me that I can lose my soul if I don't listen to what the books say? Yes. You're going to stand before God. You're going to come as a thief in the night. John said the books were open. And another book was open, the book of life. And your name got to be in that book of life. You don't get it in there until you obey the gospel. And obeying the gospel, you have a death, burial, and resurrection. Just like Jesus had one. Jesus had, they died in shame and pain. We died of sin. We're buried with him in baptism, Romans 6, 3, and the following verses. Then we're added to the body of Christ. Our name is added to the book. That book is called the book of life. How do we know this? It's the one with the seven spirits of God and the seven stars said it. I believe my name is in that book. I believe I follow that. I know when I mess up, I got to repent. And that's what you got to do today. If you're on this call today, you say, Brother Brooks, I want to nail the plank back to the wall. I left the church. I haven't been faithful. Go ahead and hit 5-star on your phone. We'll know who you are. We're going to have the invitation. So if you're on this call today and you want to be baptized, you want to get baptized today, we want you to raise your hand by hitting 5-star. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? You can make that noble conversation. We got over 600 people listening. It could be upper to 800 right now. You can make that confession and everyone can hear it. The confession you would have to make is, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and then we'll get you to the church building close to you, the Church of Christ. They will baptize you. You can contact us. I'll make sure we'll get you to a congregation. But if you're here locally, we'll have somebody meet you at Church of Christ in Holly Heights, and we will baptize you today. The Lord add your name to the book of life. We're going to have an invitation song to the visitors that are not members of the Church of Christ. 5-step plan. You must hear the gospel, Acts 15:7. Must believe it with all of your heart. You must repent of your sin, Luke 13:3-5. You must confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God before me. And you must be baptized for the remission of your sins and then live faithful unto death. Faithful to your relationship, to your Lord and your Master upon your confession and baptism. Lord, would add your name to the book of life, and that's add your name to the church, which is the church of Christ, the only church in the Bible, Romans 16:16. Paul says, salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. Churches meaning church in Ephesus, church in Sardis, church in Pergamos, all of them were the same congregation. All of them had to do with the one who was speaking in this congregation, at this congregation, the one with the seven spirits of God and seven stars. And I know you. I know you. I know your name. I know those who have not defiled their garment. Name in the book of life. And so we ask our song leader to come on now. He's going to lead us in an invitation song. Hit 5-star if you want to make a confession. Confession. Not prayer request. A confession. Prayer request must be made. Mailed in to us. You can text me. You can put it in our group me. You can email me at nationwidegospelcall@yahoo.com. I'll check that now for any prayer request. If you send it via text, some kind of way I get it, I'll mention it here on the call, and we'll get your prayer request. If not, you can send it in. We'll put you on our list, and we will pray for you. We will pray for you. We pray. We do have some prayer requests already coming in. So, again, if you're on the call and you want to be born again of the water and of the Spirit, you want to do that today. You want to do that. You can raise your hand by hitting 5-star, and I'm going to ask you a question. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? And let every ear hear.